Zoo and the Big Delivery.
Oh, this traffic is dreadful. We won't be back for our big delivery.
I'll ask Grandpa to go to the shop for us. Oh, I left my phone at home.
Use mine. It's in my bag.
Oh! Oh! Be good, Zach. See you at tea time.
Bye, Dad.
Hello? Oh, Xavier, yes. Oh, I see. I'm with Zoo and Zach, but we can all go. Bye. Uncle Xavier and Aunt Zelda are stuck in traffic, so we need to go over and wait at the shop for their delivery.
Yeah!
Oh, I nearly forgot their spare key.
Grandpa, if there's a lot of boxes, how do we get them in the shop?
Oh, I'm sure the delivery man will bring them in for us.
Yes, they do that. I help my dad empty them afterwards. It takes ages if there's lots.
Maybe I'll be a delivery man when I grow up and drive a big van. What do you think, Puck?
Here we are, then. Oh, no sign of the delivery van yet. Yes, there's a lot to see. But be careful, both of you. We don't want to break anything.
All right, Grandpa.
So, where did you go?
Got you!
Don't forget to listen out for the delivery man, both of you. What a nice computer. Interesting.
Whoa! Did you hear that?
That's a list of all the items for sale in the shop. Mm-hmm.
There'll be lots more when the delivery man comes.
But I think he's here.
I'll go.
Wait! Stop!
Zach? Oh, no.
I can't open it. The delivery man is...
Come back!
Gone.
I don't think I'll make a good delivery man after all. We missed the delivery.
I don't think we did.
Xavier was right when he said it was a big delivery.
Now what do we do?
Let's unpack the boxes.
Like I do for my dad.
Yes, and we can put things on display.
Good idea, Zoo.
Look, paintbrushes. Lots of them. Let's put these on that little table.
And some paintbrushes can go here. Oh, wonder what's in these.
Let's see. Look at all these pens and pencils. And some rulers too.
Oh, yeah. They won't all fit on here.
That's better.
That's a big box, Zoo.
Yes, it could have anything in it, even an elephant.
Oh,
didn't know they sold these.
Well, no, nor me. Perhaps they'll look good as part of the window display or hung around the shop.
Good idea, Grandpa.
There's Zoo's grandpa. What is he doing in the shop window?
I think he's trying to display things.
He's quite artistic.
Look, Zack and Zoo are inside too.
Let's go and see what they're up to.
Ah, our first customers.
Hi, Zoo.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
We're helping my Aunt Zelda and Uncle Xavier. We had to be here for their big delivery.
Oh, I see. These are nice.
They've only just been delivered.
Perfect. Just what I need for my new painting. I usually get these from Mr. Zoe.
Can I have this one, please?
Of course. We'll take them both. Here you are, Zoo.
Thank you, Zoo.
I'll wrap them up for you.
Why, thank you.
Ah, it looks too pretty to open. See you later.
Bye.
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 Hello there. I'm surprised to see you here.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Zolly. We're helping out Zelda and Xavier today.
Well, I'm very glad you are. Mr. Zoe's is shut, and I need some plastic piping for my leaky sink.
You're lucky, Mrs. Zolly. It's only just been delivered.
That looks lovely, Zoo.
Maybe I'll be a rapper-rapper when I grow up, if I'm not a delivery man.
Here you are.
That looks about right, Mrs. Zolly.
Well, I better be off to fix that leaky sink. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ah, well done, you two. I think Zelda and Xavier will be very pleased with all our hard work.
Yes, Grandpa. And we sold some things too.
Hello, everyone. My, what a day. The big delivery came okay?
Oh, yes, Aunt Zelda. We put it all on display for you.
Huh?
But this isn't what we ordered.
No? But it's what was delivered.
Well,
It's very curious.
I think my dad wanted me back for tea time.
Oh, yes, so he did, Zack. Xavier, Zack did say he'd be home for his tea.
Yes, of course. You take Zack home and we'll try and work out what's happened.
Won't be long. Looks like you could use a little help, Mr. Zoe.
Oh, hello. Yes, silly me. I'd completely forgotten I had a big delivery today.
We'll help you empty the boxes.
These aren't mine. I didn't order cushions. And I didn't order those placemats either. What is going on?
The delivery man must have mixed up the orders.
Zoo's right. Oh, it's a simple mistake. We can sort it out very easily. Come with me.
Here's the money for the items Zoo and Grandpa sold today. Thank you. I hope the delivery man mixes things up again. I made sales even though I wasn't here. Let's put your boxes in my car. I'll drive you home and then I can collect our boxes from you.
That sounds like a plan. And while you're doing that, Zoo and I are going to do one final delivery.
Oh!
No.
We're going to deliver ourselves home.